B-Pod Studios.
Talk. Now, the show you'll be talking about.
That was not me hemming and hawing.
In therapy.
Socks.
It's Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, it's Agenda-Free Friday. Everything is on the table. It's set by your wonderful phone calls. And so we get to something here I didn't know we were going to do today, but it is agenda-free. This is how we do. And by the way, Agenda-Free Fridays are driven by Catches Law. Schedule a free consultation today at catcheslaw.com. You've been hearing Big Jim Murray mention this Elliott Friedman report in the updates that the Bruins are going to do whatever they can or exploring to do whatever they exploring.
I mean, I could just read it.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry. Do it.
Elliott Friedman says Boston is exploring what they need to do to keep Tyler Bertuzzi, who, of course, is slated to be an unrestricted free agent this summer.
Okay, so let me translate. Exploring what they need to do is trim salary. What they need to do is trim salary.
Correct.
Okay, you can't keep... They're way over for next year with their current team, and so something has to go to get something back, and so that's what that is. I mean, I guess they're also exploring Tyler Bertuzzi's market or what his number is, but what that really means is can they peel off the appropriate bodies and salaries to sign Tyler Bertuzzi? Okay, Stu, what do you know or what do you think?
So this comes from I would call an informed hockey guy.
Okay.
So this is above a brown check mark, but not quite paying the $8 a month for a blue check mark.
Got it.
So Tyler Bertuzzi is looking for $7 million per season and might end up in Toronto. When the Bruins acquired him, the expected price was 5 years and $5 million.
Seven per is too rich for my blood on Bertuzzi. I like him. I think they got to keep him. I think he would be a good starting point for sort of a DNA shift on that team. Mm-hmm. You know, moving on to a new core. And I like his competitiveness and the way he plays. I think he, quote unquote, plays the right way, that thing. I think he's got that. So I'm all in on that. But now you're going to talk about at $7 million, just off the top of my head, I think that's your third highest paid player. You know, I think it's
Pastrnak and McAvoy.
Pastrnak, McAvoy, and now he's making more than Marchand, making more than who's ever left there. I was looking at the forward group. But either way, I'm in on Bertuzzi. $7 million, he ain't going to get it here. But, all right, Stu, continue.
The Bruins are, quote, obsessed with Orlov to the point where they like Orlov more than they like Lindholm. The Bruins might have buyer's remorse with Lindholm, and he's available in a trade.
Good.
Good move.
That's an easy one.
Yeah, good move.
As far as I'm concerned, I mean, where I'm standing, it's an easy one.
They should be worried about Lindholm after the 11 playoff games, no points.
Worried.
Is that what that is?
The term, yeah.
I think that's right.
Yeah, you mentioned that stat a bunch of times after they lost this series to Florida. But that's not what they said. Buyer's remorse is the term Jimmy just said.
Yeah, well, they gave him an extension soon after they traded for him.
Yeah.
And that's, I say only $6 million a year, but it is $6 million a year. Is that
six
right?
Six and a half.
Okay, so Lindholm is one of the players that is available. Good. I concur. I endorse that move. Next.
Taylor Hall wasn't happy about how the Bruins handled his injury. The unspoken gossip that we all kind of danced around at the time was Taylor Hall had a torn ACL. That's what we were kind of hinting at, but didn't say on the record because we didn't want to compromise anybody. My belief is that he had a knee sprain. And I also tend to believe that he's one trade rumor report away from wanting out of here. And if that's the case, Calgary would be a landing spot for Taylor Hall, which makes me wonder, bigger picture, I can stop here if you want to just talk about Taylor Hall, or I can go further.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Yeah, right.
I'll drive you to the airport. I don't even need anything in return really substantial. I'll take it. I'll take as much as they can get for Taylor Hall, but I'm just moving on from him for cap relief.
Right? Well, and you hear that, to me, that's just the whiff of the Taylor Hall thing starting to be
exactly
a problem.
Right, Murray.
Right, like that's been his thing. Like once Taylor Hall's unhappy, then he's problematic on your team, and I'm getting a whiff of that right there, hearing that.
Jimmy, you said Calgary?
Yes, which gets me to the next point.
Okay, enjoy the rodeo, Taylor Hall. Right. Go ahead, Jimmy, go ahead.
So it makes me wonder if it's Calgary that Taylor Hall would go to, because he's got a no-movement clause. Taylor Hall, Hampus Lindholm for Blake Coleman, who is a 31-year-old left shot, can play both sides, the left side and the right side, and Noah Hanifin. Noah Hanifin is in the last year of his deal. He's at $4.9 million. He's a left shot defenseman who Sweeney has been in love with since the draft. Well, so I wonder if that's a trade partner with the Bruins and the Flames.
2015 brings it all full circle. One of the reasons they screwed the pooch so badly in 2015 is that they were trading up for to get Noah Hanifin. That was the target. They had the three firsts. They thought they had a deal in place to move up and get him. That fell apart, and that left them standing there in the middle of the first round with three first-round picks that they didn't think they would be making.
Yep, standing there holding their cohos.
And they obviously weren't ready to make those picks because they bollocked those pretty good. So Noah Hanifin, local kid, 475. That's his number. That's a good number for him. Good value.
Last year of his contract, $4.9 million against the cap.
Still under five. He's. I just say this about Noah Hanifin. I think he's been on four teams by now, if I had to guess.
Something like that.
Three or four teams, which is
drafted by Carolina, the Flames.
There was one more in between, wasn't there? And if not, forgive me.
He was traded for Dougie Hamilton at one point.
So either way. Okay. But Hanifin available, shopped. Taylor Hall, grumblings. Okay. These are all on my plan. You know, I think I gave you some cocktail napkin math when people were saying, you can't re-sign these guys you just traded for. I said, you absolutely can. You just have to get rid of other guys. And here, let me give you the list. Taylor Hall was maybe the first name on the list.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
At the time, I don't know if Hampus Lindholm was, but he's worked his way right to the top of the list after another crappy playoff performance. And so, okay, what else, Stu?
Jimmy's got
last
more.
Last piece of news here. The last piece of gossip, I should say. The Bruins might be looking at Ryan Nugent Hopkins of the Edmonton Oilers as an option at center. And the question becomes, would you, as the Bruins, deal Linus Allmark for Ryan Nugent Hopkins? Or would you trade Matt Grizzlick and Jake DeBrusk for Ryan Nugent Hopkins? Because the idea is that goalie Bob thinks that Swayman is him. Swayman is the guy going forward as the Bruins goaltender.
Okay. I am definitely trading one of the goalies.
Can we do better than Ryan Nugent Hopkins, though?
So I know it because he just...
Before you go on, I already have it up. What do you want to know?
Nothing.
Oh, you look like you were punching up the stats.
I'm punching up Blake Coleman. Blake Coleman's a forward, not a defenseman. When you were talking earlier, you can
but
play
Nugent
left
Hopkins
right side.
Is kind of little.
And- yeah, just stop one thing at a time. Ryan Nugent Hopkins has the whiff of Edmonton loser.
Yeah, right. That too
is my thing, and it's like, does he play the right way? Because it feels to me like in Edmonton for about 10 years, no one's played the right way, including Taylor Hall. And does Nugent Hopkins have this? Where is he now? Is he still there?
He's still there. He had 100 points last season.
He had a great year.
Oh, so that we.
Yeah.
How long have guys been in Edmonton putting up 100 point seasons and winning exactly jack?
You need a center though.
Because they don't. But they do. He plays center.
He does.
Yeah. Okay. So.
So does Coleman.
So Coleman, you confused me earlier when you were going with right shot, left shot. He's a winger. He's one of the guys that Tampa brought in to give him that edge and that sort of play the right way thing again that put Tampa over the top. Remember, Tampa was knocking at the door, a little soft, and then they got Coleman. I can't remember. They got a couple forwards. Coleman was one of them that brought real edge to their game, and that pushed them over the edge, and that pushed them over the top and were really sort of instrumental in Tampa finally figuring it out. So that's why you should like Blake Coleman. On Nugent Hopkins...
Yeah.
How old is he?
30.
For Linus Allmark, I'll do it yesterday.
Me too.
I'll do it yesterday. I stopped carrying the two goalies. Enough with the two goalies thing. You don't know how to do it. No one knows how to do it. You can't carry two goalies into the postseason. You want a platoon in the regular season? Fine. Do it with Harry Schmedlap from Providence. and just, you know, play good defense in front of them. I'm done with the two goalie, the two headed monster thing.
So I'm with you with that. Like, I'd like to see that broken up, but do you not? You want another wee scores a lot of goals guy? Like, and the Oiler stench too. I'm with you on that. He's been there his whole career, and can we do better?
Okay, as opposed to what, the Bruins stench?
I know that's fair.
So, and listen, I hear you. I just
toughness and grit is what they need. Yeah. I know you're not going to find another Tkachuk down in Florida in that deal that they pulled off. But still, like, I don't need more. I don't need more like offensive skilled player. You need some like balls.
I'm just telling you, be prepared for imperfect solutions at center. And his salary is only $5.1 million.
Nugent Hopkins.
Yeah.
It's a reasonable number for a 100-point guy. Just to be fair, that's the only year he's ever scored 100 points.
Yes.
I mean, even close, frankly.
Averages around 20, usually.
20 points?
20 goals.
20 goals, I mean.
He's never been over. His previous high was 69 points. So he's never been a huge nice. Point guy, which I'm actually starting to feel better about. He actually, one year, he's a better defensive player than you would think. One year, he actually got Selke votes. Now, he finished 24th. in voting for Selke, but someone actually thought of him as a Selke guy at one point. And when I look at his plus minuses, I'm used to looking at some of these plus minuses for these Edmonton guys, where it's like minus 30, minus 20, minus 35. He's the worst he's ever been is minus 13. I mean, he's been a minus player, but everyone's a minus player in Edmonton. He was plus 12 last year. And I know there's more advanced metrics that I'm sure the nerds could throw at me about this player. And he's a pure center, eh? I just threw in the A because we're talking hockey. Yes, I do it for one of the goalies. Yes, 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 yes.
Me too.
Trade one of the goalies. And you're not going to get any perfect thing coming back, but that does sort of address your center situation. At least for, did you? Someone say you only had a year left or two?
No. Someone else has. Hanifin has.
Hanifin.
Nugent Hopkins is signed for like 5 more years.
At what you said, 5?
5.125. He's signed through 28-29.
Oh, here's what I'm for, stepping back. And you want to tell me Coleman's cashed or Nugent Hopkins can't play that, blah, 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 all that individual stuff. I'm sure Mike and Woburn has like data on all of them. Like, I'm sure.
He's on hold.
Okay, so like, this is my step back. I'm in favor of this. I'm in favor of mixing it up and breaking it up to a point, which doesn't mean blowing it up and going to the bottom of the league. You have enough good players and enough pieces that you can deal off 5 of them and still have a really good team. So pick the right guys. Make some hockey moves. Make some hard decisions on your existing players. Move some money. Move some names. Keep some. Change up the mix of your team. Change it up. Get rid of the two goalie thing. You're going to pay both those guys $5 million a year? No, you're not. Stop. Trade a goalie. Mix up your DNA. Mix up your team. Mix up your roster. Bring in fresh blood. All legit, though. I'm not starting over anywhere. I'm just doing this kind of stuff. So overall, this is all very good. Encouraging speculation. So there's that. If you kept track of all that, good for you. We'll take your comments on this and whatever else you want right after.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.